I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. With that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Welcome to the best podcast in all of podcasting. This is the show that teaches you the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, continue putting yourself out there boldly, even when the success that you wanted has yet to show up, has yet to arrive, has yet to meet you at the agreed upon date and the agreed upon location. We throw a whole bunch, a big dose of personal initiative on top of all of that so you can go make it happen instead of waiting for it to happen. Work on your game is the name of this podcast. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Congratulations on being here today. Today's topic is you get what you expect. You get what you expect in life. If you didn't know that, you should know it. We all are familiar with the law of karma, which I've mentioned many times here on the show, that the energy you put out is the energy you get back. That's not just when dealing with other people. It's not just the things that you physically do or even the things that you speak out loud from your mouth, but the thoughts that you have, the expectations that you have when you pick up the phone, the expectations when you go talk to a new person, the expectations when you ask a question, the expectations when you offer a product or a service for sale. What you expect is usually what you end up getting. Think about that. Look at your own life right now. Look at your own life and look at the things that have gone well for you, things that have worked out, things that you planned for and you got ready for and you knew you wanted it to go a certain way and they ended up going that way. You expected them to go well, didn't you? You expected them to work out and they worked out. Most of the time in life, when we expect things to work out, they work out. Now, look at something in life that you've been struggling with, something you've been working hard for, you've been striving, putting a lot of energy and effort into, a lot of resources into, but for whatever reason, it isn't working. Well, we know what the whatever reason is because you don't expect it to work. You get on the phone and you try to sell your product over the phone to somebody, they don't buy it, it's because you didn't expect them to buy before you dialed the number. So you go try out for the basketball team, you didn't make it, and then you say, well, it's unfair because the coach plays favorites and these players wouldn't pass me the ball or I'm too short or whatever excuse you want to come up with or whatever story you want to tell yourself. The real story is you didn't expect to make it in the first place. Usually in life, there may be a few exceptions in each one of our lives, but for the most part, in the long run, when we expect a good outcome, we get a good outcome. When we expect things to not work, things do not work. In life, you get what you expect. And here today, I'm going to give you some points about expecting things in a positive way so that they can start working for you instead of working against you. How about that? Here's number one. As soon as you start thinking about failing, as soon as you start vocalizing the reasons why something wouldn't work or why something couldn't work, or you start thinking about the repercussions of a failure. How about that? You're thinking about trying something and then you start thinking about what will happen if this doesn't work. If this doesn't work, this is going to happen. If it doesn't work, this is going to happen. So you start going a step further. You don't even just say it's not going to work. You say it's not going to work and this other thing is going to happen. You start adding on to it. You start building a chain of what this failure is going to be. You know what you do when you start doing that? And I'm talking about you could be just be thinking about it. You don't have to say it to anybody. You could just be thinking about it. You start vocalizing, it makes it even stronger. All the reasons why something wouldn't work, something can't work, and you start thinking about what is going to be the result of things not working, all you're doing is setting in motion the very results that you have already chosen to think or speak into existence. As soon as you start thinking about how things are not going to work and that consequence, you are setting all of it in motion. You are asking the universe to set this whole process in motion just by the very thought of thinking about it. So understand that your thoughts, you become what you're thinking about. Earl Nightingale said that in The Strangest Secret back in the 1950s. We become what we think about. If you are thinking about it not working, you're thinking about coming up short, it usually won't work and you'll usually come up short. You start thinking about things working, you start thinking about success, you start thinking about getting your results, and you hold that thought in your mind, that's exactly what happens. Here's the challenge with all of that though. It's hard to keep thinking about positive. It's hard to keep thinking about success when you've been conditioned to think negative. But I'm going to help you out with that. Let's go to point number two. Positive expectation. Positive expectation. It sounds kind of corny, right? But I just say, hey, expect positive things. Think positive things. Wake up every day and just be positive all day. It sounds very corny. It sounds very basic. It sounds very common sense. You know why it sounds corny, basic, and common sense? Because it works. It sounds corny, basic, and common sense to think positively, to expect good results, to respect the good outcomes. It sounds so basic that it goes in a person's ear and it goes right out the other ear. They hear it and their eyes glaze over. They say, yeah, I know. I heard that before. What are you going to tell me that I haven't heard before? Listen, the things that you've heard before are the exact things that you need to hear. If you would just pay attention to them, if you would just heed them and take action on the things that you've heard before, then guess what? You wouldn't need to hear anything else. You ever thought about that? Positive expectation is a simple enough concept. Actually, it's so simple of a concept that people can't wrap their minds around the fact that that's pretty much all they need to get a positive outcome. See, when you expect a positive thing, now some of you may be thinking, well, Dre, what do you mean? If I just expect a positive outcome, good things are going to happen. It's kind of like The Secret. If you just think about good things happen to you. Well, understand this word expectation. See, let's talk about this word expectation. And let's get a definition of the word expect. It means to regard something as likely to happen. To expect means to regard something as likely to happen. See, if I regard that it's likely to happen that I'm going to make the basketball team, then I'm going to schedule my classes around the fact that basketball practices at a certain time every day. See, if I'm expecting something to happen, then I'm going to take other actions. I'm going to take actions around that expectation. See, having a positive expectation, people, I know it's been bastardized over the years. Having a positive expectation does not mean you're just thinking about it, talking about it, writing it down. If you really expect something to happen, you're going to take some actions around it. See, if I expect it to rain outside in 20 minutes, I'm probably not going to go for a 5-mile run. It's going to take me an hour. Why? Because I don't want to get rained on. I don't want my phone to get soaked and maybe not work anymore. If I'm expecting it to rain, I probably won't have that picnic. I probably will postpone the picnic and have it on a different day. See, when you expect things, you will take actions around the expectation. It's not just talking about it. It's not just thinking about it. It's not just mind fucking yourself. It's you take actions that reflect what you expect. See, if you say you expect something, but you haven't taken any actions around that expectation, then I don't believe that you really expect it. When you really expect something, you're going to do something. When you're expecting a baby, what do you do? You go set up the baby's room. You go get yourself a crib. You throw a baby shower. You get some clothes for the baby. You get some Pampers. You maybe go get yourself a doctor, a midwife, some people who can take a look at you to make sure the baby is healthy. When you're expecting a baby, you take a whole lot of actions around that baby coming. Like you see it, you know it for sure. You feel it that this baby is coming. Even if you're the male and you're not carrying the baby, if you expect the baby to come, you're going to take some actions, right? You're going to do some things a little bit differently than you were doing them before because you have an expectation of something happening. So when you have a real expectation, ladies and gentlemen, it's not just about, again, thinking about it, and it's not, yeah, I understand it is basic. It is common sense. It is very trite. It is very corny, and whatever other words you want to use is something that you already know or you already heard. Knowing and doing are two different things. And the reason why something becomes corny and basic and common sense is because it's true. That's why it's gone around for so long. And that applies to most things. Not everything, but most things is because it's true. Point number three. And today's topic is you get what you expect. Pete Carroll used to coach at the University of Southern California. He coaches the Seattle Seahawks in the NFL now, but Pete Carroll was one of my favorite coaches when he was in college. I don't follow the NFL as closely as much as I was following college football back then, but Pete Carroll one time, he was being interviewed because as he coached USC, when he coached USC, everyone noticed because USC was really good, everyone noticed Pete Carroll was a real high energy individual. He seemed to just have fun out there coaching the football games. He had fun when his team was scoring touchdowns. He had fun even in practice. People would do stories or features on Pete Carroll, sometimes by video. You would just see his energy during practice. You would see his energy coming to practice, his energy sitting in his office working with his coaches or even sitting by himself. He just always had a high level of energy all the time. People wanted to know, where is this coming from? Why are you always so happy and upbeat, Pete Carroll? And this is what Pete said. I remember he said this at the beginning of an interview. He said, every single day, I expect something special to happen. Every single day, I think something special is about to happen. What's that sound like, people? It sounds like a positive expectation. And if you know who Pete Carroll is, if you followed Pete Carroll, at least when he was coaching in college at USC, you saw that energy. He wasn't faking that for the cameras. That's how he really was. Now, maybe in the NFL, he has to be a little bit calmer because he's in a different workspace. But at USC, his energy was up. It was always up. And I didn't see Pete Carroll that often. I don't live in California. I was living in Philadelphia at the time. That guy's energy was always up, all the time. Why? Because he always expected something special to happen. Now, what can you do with all this? I've given you a lot of pieces of information here, but what can you do with this to actually start using it? Here's what you do. First thing you do, start expecting the outcomes you want. Start expecting the outcomes you want. Yes, you heard me correctly. That sounds like too basic to even be a point, right? Start expecting the outcomes you want. Okay, so next time you pick up the phone, don't expect to get the voicemail. Expect somebody to answer. Then when someone answers, don't expect for them to not be interested. Expect to have a positive conversation. Then expect to make a sale or get an appointment. Whatever the outcome is you want from that call, the ultimate outcome, expect it to happen. See, don't expect them to not answer. Don't expect to get the voicemail. Don't expect them to not be interested. Don't expect them to blow you off. Don't expect them to say, send me some information. I'll get back to you if I'm interested. Expect them to want to talk to you. Expect them to have a conversation. Expect them to close, whether that's closing on an appointment, closing on buying a product, whatever it is you're trying to get done. Expect it to happen. Every time you pick up a phone, every time you knock on the door, every time you shoot a shot, every time you go, you swipe to the right and try to match with somebody on Tinder, are you expecting a positive outcome or are you just doing it like, I know this is not going to work? When you're trying out for the basketball team, do you expect to make it or are you just trying out? See, some people come try out for the team and some people come to the team like, okay, this is the first day of practice because I'm going to be on the team. My first basketball team I ever played for, it was a 14 and under team at Finley Playground. The coach was this guy named Steve. I remember one of the first things he said, first day of practice, he said, this is not a tryout. What he was explaining to us was that, listen, if you're going to be on this team, this ain't tryouts. This is just the first day of practice. Right, practice starts right now. This ain't a tryout. I don't even need to cut anybody. And guess what? He didn't cut anybody. Steve didn't cut anybody from that team. People just cut themselves. What are you expecting when you go try out for that team? What are you expecting when you knock on doors? When you make the basketball team, when you try out for the team, expect to make it, then expect to be a starter, then expect to score a lot of points, then expect scouts and recruiters to put their attention on you. Why? Because you're performing. It's crazy how many people go through the motions of their work. And we're talking business, we're talking sports, we're talking family, everything. How many people go through the motions of their work not expecting the outcome they're supposedly working hard for? Think about that one. There are people who are supposedly working really hard to achieve a certain outcome, but they have no positive expectations of actually achieving that outcome, but they're putting all this effort in. I'm putting all this effort in so I can make the NBA. I'm putting all this effort in so I can walk on at college. All this effort so I can get my business up off the ground and get it to start running, but they don't even have a positive expectation that the things that they're doing are going to work out. But they're taking all these actions because it's the right thing to do. It's the acceptable thing to do. Like we talked about a couple episodes back, being unreasonable. They're doing things that seem acceptable and reasonable and based on good sense, yet they have no positive expectation that any of it is going to produce the result that they want, yet they keep doing it. This is how people get in a hamster wheel of life. They're doing all this effort. It seems like they're doing the right thing. It's positive and is accepted, yet they're not getting any closer to the result. Why? Because you don't have the positive expectation that it's even going to work out. You're just doing it to be doing it. That's what we call going through the motions. I'll give you an example. Basketball players come to me saying all the time, all this stuff about no one comes to the games in my league. You know, Dre, where I'm from is a small town, or I'm from a small country. No one comes to the games in our league. People don't take basketball serious here. I live in a small place. Well, listen, let me ask you a question. What are you expecting when you start talking about that? When you start talking about all the reasons why you can't be noticed, all the reasons why no one comes to see basketball in your country, all the reasons why no one takes basketball seriously where you're from, and you can swap out basketball with anything you have going on that you think there's some external reason why it's not working. Every time you think about it, every time you vocalize it, verbalize it, every time you really feel it, you start to feel the energy of the thoughts. You start to feel the energy of those words. Ask yourself at that exact moment, what are you expecting? Because that is exactly what you're getting. If you're expecting nobody to come to the game to scout you, guess what? Nobody comes to the game to scout you. If you think nobody's coming because you're from a small country, well, guess what? No one's going to come because you're from a small country. People will come to see a great player. Don't matter where you're from. But if your expectation is, oh, nobody's going to come because I'm from a small country, because nobody pays attention here, nobody wants to buy this widget, nobody wants to support this type of business, no one wants to give money to this charity, so even though I'm making these calls, nobody wants to be involved. Well, guess what? You might as well not even make the calls, because you're not going to make any money. You're not going to get any customers. You're not going to make any basketball teams. You're not going to get any scouts watching you, because you don't expect it to happen anyway. So why even take the action? I know why you're taking the action, because it's acceptable, it's reasonable, it sounds like a smart thing to do, it sounds like you're fighting the good fight, but you're already defeated before you started fighting. You might as well not even fight. I'm trying to help you save some time. I'm going to give you some unreasonable advice that will help you save some time. You get exactly what you're expecting. When you make a phone call and the person says, yes, I want it, how much is it? Do you even know how much your product costs? Do you even know how much you want for your service? Do you even know the terms and conditions you are offering to that person? What if they say yes? What if they say, you know what? I don't know who you are, but whatever it is you're selling, I want to buy it. How much is it? How soon can you get it to me? Would you have an answer to the question, or would you be tongue-tied because you weren't expecting them to say yes? Therefore, you weren't even ready for what to say after they said yes. That's a deep one right there. You weren't even ready for them to say yes. You weren't even ready for a positive response. Therefore, when it happens, you're stuck looking dumb. Now you look like someone who never gets a positive response, and they may end up changing their minds just based on that perception. You ever think about that? Someone says, I want to buy it. Whatever it is you're selling, I want to buy it. Do you have a number ready? Can you tell them exactly what it's going to cost? Can you get them into your system or swipe their credit card or process the payment right there over the phone? Can you grab your keys and drive to their office right now, get there and close that deal? Then why are you even making a call? Why are you even doing it? Why are you even taking the action if you don't have a positive expectation of exactly what this looks like when everything has worked out? A positive expectation, ladies and gentlemen, is not a replacement for skill. It's not a replacement for discipline. It's not a replacement for knowing what the hell you're doing and having something that is valuable for other people. But a positive expectation is a great replacement for a negative expectation, a great replacement for no expectation whatsoever. That's where most people operate their lives. No expectations. I'm going to just do this with no expectations. You ever hear somebody say that? I'm going to do this with no expectations of what it's going to be. You know what that person usually gets? Nothing. Why? Because they have no expectations. When you expect nothing, you get nothing, people. Let's recap today's topic, which is you get what you expect. Number one, as soon as you start thinking about failing or vocalizing all the reasons why something couldn't or wouldn't work, you have set in motion a series of events which will lead to your eventual failure anyway. So guess what? As soon as you start thinking about it, just quit, because you're not going to get it done anyway. Number two, positive expectation sounds corny. It sounds basic. It sounds common sense, right? You know why those are common sense and basic and corny? Because it's true. It's based in truth. Number three, Pete Carroll, when he was coaching at the University of Southern California, the football team, he said, every single day, I expect something special to happen. He had a positive expectation every single day. Now, what does that mean for you? What does all this stuff mean for you? Number one, start expecting the outcomes you want. Every time you take an action, expect to get the full final outcome. Do you even know what the full final outcome is? And if it were to happen, are you prepared to handle it? Are you prepared to push that full final outcome through to exactly what you want? Or are you making excuses about all the reasons why it wouldn't work? Because if you're making excuses about all the reasons why it wouldn't work, guess what? It's not going to work. And you're going to say it's because of those reasons. Then because of the reasons, it's not working. So basically, you're going into a path of circular negative reasoning. Circular negative reasoning. It didn't work because of this. Because of this, it didn't work. And you're just going to keep going back and forth like on a seesaw. Circular negative reasoning. You got to make sure you wean yourself of that disease. You got to get yourself off of that one. If a person does want what you're offering, if a person is interested in you, they do want to give you what it is you're asking for. Are you even ready? Are you even prepared to receive it? See, in order to receive things, you got to be open to receiving. You got to be ready to receive it. You got to be ready to receive the goodness that's coming your way. First of all, you got to expect it. Secondly, you got to be ready to receive it. What if it comes and you ain't ready for it? What if it knocks on the door and you ain't home? What if you're sleeping? What if you're taking a nap? What if you're just too slow to get to the door because you weren't expecting a positive outcome anyway? Do you even have a product to ship if somebody said, yeah, I want to buy it? Do you even know where to take them? Do you even have a merchant processor to take the money if a person says, yeah, I want to donate some money to your charity? Are you even ready for it? Someone says, I want to buy 100 copies of your book. Do you have 100 copies you can get to them? Are you ready for it? Are you even ready for the positive expectation you claim you have? Ask yourself these questions today. Work on your game. The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? you can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to dreallday.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's dreallday.com/audible. Told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.